The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, with Robert Glenister and William Gaunt.
This is the BBC Home Service, and now reshaping man's heritage, biology in the service of man. Tonight, in the first in a new series of broadcasts, the eminent writer H.G. Wells asks the British people to continue to look ahead with hope, even in these darkest of times.
I don't ask you to prepare for a new world, because I realize that a new world is here now. The question is whether our species, we, our children, and our children's children, can adapt ourselves and conquer the new world.
Pardon me, is this Portland Place?
Oh, no, madam. It's at Marylebone High Street. Portland Place is the other side of Harley Street. Oh,
thank you. I must have missed a turning.
Easy thing to do in a blackout, madam.
Or whether we are going to spin down this vortex to extinction. Extinction which has been the fate of all the mighty races of animals that have lorded it over the world in the past.
Good evening. I'm here to meet Mr. Wells.
He hasn't finished his broadcast yet, madam.
Can you let him know I'm here? It's Martha.
Certainly, madam.
What briefly is this new world, this new state of affairs that confronts mankind? There is no choice before mankind.
There's someone called Martha waiting for him downstairs, sir.
One of his young ladies, eh?
Yes, sir.
He's nearly finished. There's a cab waiting for him.
Scrapping of our inheritance of hates and aggressions that began less than 1,000 generations ago, when wars began. We have to nerve ourselves for that. There is no other way.